Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today marks a pivotal moment for both the gaming and the wider technology community, as TechTarget and Informa Tech have officially merged, forging a powerhouse digital business network. This strategic collaboration brings together more than 20 online properties, spanning over 10,000 specialized topics, not only about games, but the tech that powers the entire ecosystem. The projected reach is staggering, with an audience expected to exceed 50 million users, consuming high-quality original content designed to empower informed decision-making. In a business climate that's rapidly shifting, this merger sets the stage for expanded influence, leveraging unique resources like the GDC Vault. And speaking of GDC, one standout headline is the upcoming GDC Festival of Gaming, slated for March 9th through 14th, 2026, in San Francisco. This event is more than just another industry convention. It's engineered to bring together professionals from every corner of the gaming world, sparking collaboration and fueling innovation in ways we've never seen before. The timing couldn't be more appropriate. Right now, the gaming industry is experiencing a resurgence thanks to a surge of creativity and new releases shaking up the landscape. Some of this fall's biggest titles have been drawing both critical acclaim and player passion, including Ghost of Yoti, Neo 3, The Blood of Dawnwalker, and Vampire the Masquerade, Bloodlines 2. These games aren't just pushing technical boundaries, they're also refining storytelling and gameplay mechanics, while backing progressive initiatives like the New Save Collective. But as the industry evolves, it's facing growing pains that can't be ignored, particularly where user safety and platform moderation are concerned. We've seen mounting legal and public pressure for better moderation on platforms like Roblox and Discord, where lawsuits have demanded real action to protect users. Roblox's CEO has openly called these challenges opportunities for innovation. Yet the recent introduction of gambling mechanics on the platform raises serious concerns, especially about child safety. These aren't isolated incidents. The ripple effects can be felt throughout the industry, putting a spotlight on how companies balance engagement, growth, and their duty to protect vulnerable players. Labor rights are also under a microscope, with Rockstar Games facing a public outcry over working conditions and calls for transparency and accountability. This controversy is stirring broader discussions about workers' rights across the industry and reminding us that making games is a human endeavor depending on healthy, fair workplaces. On the financial side, market dynamics have been just as complex. Most notably, the Saudi Public Investment Fund has recently reduced its stakes in gaming, citing economic uncertainty. For a while, the PIF played a big role in backing prominent studios. So this move signals shifting priorities and an adapting global marketplace, especially as studios strive to weather labor controversies and growing demands for transparency. These challenges cascade into ongoing projects at studios like Rockstar, including their long-term content for games such as Star Trek Online, where fans are demanding more frequent updates about production and community safeguards. But despite all these growing pains, the resilience of gamers and creators alike keeps the industry moving forward. Community-driven projects are blossoming, with indie titles and fan-favorite revivals sparking massive anticipation. Take Red Pippi for the Nintendo Switch, a vibrant 2D platformer that's garnered buzz for its polished pixel art, tight controls, and whimsical storytelling. And looking ahead, all eyes are on Vision Quench, a dark fantasy co-op looter shooter on the way for 26, promising a blend of deep lore and replayable action. The buzz isn't just around new IPs either, as Black Friday is poised to deliver substantial discounts on high-profile titles, providing both new and returning players with easy access to games like Marvel's Spider-Man 2 and Silent Hill 2. These sales events are a major shot in the arm for game adoption and community expansion. One reason the industry thrives even in uncertain times. Another upcoming title catching interest is Titans of the Tide from Purple Lamp Studios, which aims to tap into the nostalgia of late 90s and early 2000s SpongeBob fans by blending underwater adventure with slapstick humor. Hardware trends are also shifting, with Valve's Steam Machine attracting players wary of making the jump to PC gaming by offering solid performance at a competitive price. For many, this could be the bridge that brings console-first gamers into the Steam ecosystem, broadening their access to a massive back catalog and regular indie launches. In the mobile sector, we're seeing interesting moves too, like The Sims Labs, Town Story's soft launch, which gives players the tools to manage city-wide narratives that interlock and evolve based on their choices. Meanwhile, Samsung's Galaxy Tab A9 Plus is emerging as a budget-friendly tablet at $149, carving out a niche not only for mobile gaming, but for creative and productivity users. And innovative storytelling is taking center stage. Shadows of Doubt, for example, is an ambitious detective title that leverages procedural generation to create unique mysteries every time you play. The game's dynamic world means that no two investigations are ever the same, making it a standout in a crowded genre. Notably, Dan Houser, the prolific co-founder of Rockstar Games, now at Absurd Ventures, has voiced thoughtful concerns about the role of AI in gaming, highlighting the importance of authentic storytelling over algorithmic content. He's called for a careful, human-centered approach as studios explore new technologies, reminding us that art and empathy are just as essential as code and innovation. Community-driven efforts also deserve a spotlight, such as the remarkable revival of Ubisoft's The Crew Unlimited through dedicated modding groups addressing game-breaking bugs, extending the title's relevancy and longevity. In similar fashion, Bandai Namco's One Piece Pirate Warriors 4 received a free upgrade for PS5, offering technical and content improvements that reward ongoing player passion. Such updates fuel engagement across platforms and keep titles relevant long after their initial launch, proving that collaborative communities are a driving force in contemporary gaming. On the new releases front, Clover Bytes Grime 2 just dropped its official gameplay trailer alongside a playable Steam demo, quickly earning accolades for its unique art direction and fast-paced combat. November also ushered in an energetic mix of new PC games, including Nientum, Op-Zero, and Constance, the latter of which chronicles a journey through mental health struggles via a painter's surreal narrative. These games show how the medium continues to mature, tackling subjects ranging from personal wellness to cosmic-scale battles, often blending genres in fresh and surprising ways. Let's not overlook Plants vs. Zombies, which delivers a striking blend of vibrant art and sharp comedy, even sneaking in a bit of therapy with its Zen Garden mode. There, players can nurture virtual plants away from the stress of battling zombies, offering a moment of relaxation that many fans treasure. In the competitive multiplayer space, ZeroAd's latest updates have pushed the envelope with new sniper rifles and an enemy variant, expanding strategies and injecting fresh excitement into zombie co-op chaos. These enhancements support evolving playstyles and demonstrate how ongoing updates keep communities energized and invested. Zooming out, the merger of Tech Target and Informa Tech promises to guide this constantly shifting landscape into a new era. By harnessing vast media and research assets, these organizations are poised to support a gaming sector built on transparency, creativity, and sustainability. Their expressed mission is not just to grow their influence, but to foster a culture of inclusive collaboration, amplifying diverse voices and supporting ambitious new projects across all platforms. With ongoing and upcoming events like the GDC Festival of Gaming, expect a steady focus on professional development, creative showcases, and meaningful cross-industry partnerships. This kind of sustained investment is essential, as the gaming world now faces unprecedented social responsibilities: safety, fair labor, trustworthy moderation, and positive community engagement have never been more critical. In such a complex market, it's clear that innovation is about more than technical leaps. It's about nurturing vibrant and resilient ecosystems that benefit everyone, from indie devs to veteran publishers and casual fans alike. The close of November is also bringing a slew of PS4 and PS5 titles. Ayla, the tongue-in-cheek chaos of Killing It with Fire 2, and the nostalgia-packed Street Racer Collection. This growing diversity lets players find experiences that match their moods, interests, and backgrounds, uniting the global player base while stoking healthy competition and creativity. As we wrap up today, remember that the future of the industry depends on a shared commitment to quality, inclusivity, and responsible innovation. Values Tech Target and Informa Tech say they'll champion as leaders in the space. We'll be following their progress as they strive to set new standards for research, media, and community guidance, keeping the spirit of gaming open and thriving for everyone. For now, keep your eyes peeled for exciting new releases and tune in tomorrow for more essential insights into gaming's fast-changing world. Checkpoint cleared! Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.